This is a big step for our university. It's the first time in 22 years we've had a new president. And without further ado, I would like to introduce him to you, Dr. Brian Casey.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Sarah. And thank you all for being here today. I have to start briefly by saying how excited I am about becoming part of the DePauw community and about telling DePauw's story to a national and international audience. When this possibility first presented itself, I began an intensive study of DePauw. What I found was an absolute jewel of a liberal arts college enriched by a school of music. The institution is strong. It has programs of real distinction and merit. It has a distinguished faculty and has spectacular facilities. Most importantly, however, I encountered a board of trustees committed to ensuring DePauw's position as one of the nation's finest liberal arts colleges. I also found a student body and an alumni body simply and fully in love with their college. There is a deep emotional commitment to DePauw that makes this a special place, an institution that has entered the national conversation about American higher education. So, this is the one time I can actually speak without having any responsibility. Here's what I think might be ahead of us at DePauw. First, we must continue to attract leading students from around the world. We also must continue to attract and support leading faculty in creating an academic environment in which students work vibrantly and directly with these scholars. That is the keystone, that's the foundation of a liberal arts college, and that's what we will do here at DePauw. We must remain committed to diversifying the student body and the faculty. The world is a complex, diverse place. We have a moral obligation to our students to ensure that they have a diverse student body and faculty. Most importantly, however, we must not be shy about speaking about DePauw's remarkable history and its strengths. DePauw has produced an inordinate number of CEOs, leading journalists, writers, artists, and musicians, and community leaders of every stripe. The university has shown itself to be a place of creativity and community. This is the story of DePauw, and as the institution's next president, I will not be shy about speaking about this in Indiana and in the nation and around the world.